You're listening to the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast, brought to you by GardenNerd.com, the ultimate resource for garden nerds. I'm Christy Wilhelmi. Thanks for joining us. Protect your crops. I've been getting a lot of emails this week in particular about problems with critters, and I don't mean bugs. I'm talking about bigger critters like moles, gophers, voles, deer, raccoons, squirrels, everything. Now, I don't have any deer, but I do have squirrels and opossums and, yes, shudder to think, a rat. Now, if you have raised beds and you have boring creatures like moles, voles, and gophers, you can install chicken wire or, better yet, hardware cloth on the bottom of your raised beds to prevent intruders from coming in. Using galvanized poultry fencing or hardware cloth will help resist rust, which will keep it intact a lot longer. Also, hardware cloth is harder to chew through, apparently. I haven't really asked the gophers, but apparently that's the case. So attach the hardware cloth with a staple gun to the bottom of your raised beds using long staples. This is really important because the short staples will come right out, at least 5/8 of an inch long. And then tuck the extra pieces, the sharp edges, under so that you don't cut yourself. Now, this works best with raised beds that are at least 10 to 12 inches tall. And the reason why I say that is because if you're growing in 6-inch beds with hardware cloth on the bottom, you may end up truncating your root vegetables when you pull them out of the ground. You'll find that they've been kind of cut off at the bottom because they grow right through the hardware cloth, but they don't necessarily come out. So, if you don't have raised beds, what do you do? Well, if you have other critters in your world, like rats, gophers, raccoons, deer, etc., you can try a number of options. Predator urine, deer fencing, garlic sprays, there are a ton of things. Not all necessarily effective, but still, you can get the lowdown by going to the website and clicking on the link for information about liquid fence, deer fencing, and other tactics you can try. Well, that's the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast for this week. You can find more tips and tidbits for all your organic gardening needs at GardenNerd.com. That's GardenNerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi, and until next time, happy gardening.